Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text from the Gospel reading. Throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it, and as he rode along, they spread their cloaks on the road. And as he was drawing near, already on the way down the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of his disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." This is our text. Well, Thanksgiving is now in the rearview mirror. For some of us, that's a very literal thing. December has arrived. And I wonder, what will this month bring? Maybe the same thing it brings every year. You know, that crazy season after the turkey gets cooked and before the opening of the presents. Perhaps you enter the season of December, the month of December, with some excitement or perhaps with some foreboding. You know the signs of the season because we see them now all around. Lights and decorations in the neighbor's yard. The Christmas tree farms have hung out their shingles. Store shelves are packed with the perfect gift for each person in your life. And you can grab all the stocking stuffers you want while you wait in line to check out. The world stands ready to celebrate the season of giving. And here in the church, we Christians are preparing to celebrate the birth of Jesus. Amen. God's great gift of salvation to his broken world. And then we have today's gospel reading. The church directs our attention to Jesus riding a colt into Jerusalem. That may seem strange. Of course, we hear it almost every year on the first Sunday in Advent, but still, it may seem strange. Shouldn't we be focusing on Joseph and Mary? But instead of the little babe, no crying he makes, we have the grown-up Jesus. That's how our Advent begins. We see Jesus not as an obscure figure beginning his ministry out in the wilderness, but as a well-known teacher near the end. We meet him not in the womb of his mother as she rides a donkey into Bethlehem, but as a celebrated Lord, drawing crowds of disciples as he rides a colt into Jerusalem. Why begin the season of Advent like this? Why head toward Christmas by starting with Jesus' entry into Jerusalem? It seems odd, but this is God's way of grabbing our attention. And we need our attention grabbed. Oh, do we ever? You know how your attention gets pulled in 100 different directions every day, and in December it can be even worse. So this is God's way of saying, the reason I'm here is... He directs our attention to that central reason for his work. It takes us straight to the heart of the matter. Just see where Jesus rides the donkey, and you'll understand why he came. Now, it's true, of course, that the church year never lets us forget. Today is the first Sunday in a series of Sundays which will take us again through the life of our Lord and into the life of the church. As we begin this new year in the church, God wants us to know the one thing that's most important, the reason he's here. So I want you to think as you begin this season, this month of December and this season of Advent, I want you to remain focused, laser focused on the reason Jesus is here. God the Father sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to bear your sin and to be your Savior. The suffering of Jesus was no accident. When he entered into Jerusalem, everyone else may have thought that he was coming to sit upon the throne and take over Jerusalem and drive out the Romans, but Jesus knew differently. He knew that his throne was to be a different kind of throne, that his crown would be sharper, that it would draw blood. What happened in Jerusalem wasn't just a nice person who loves being met by a world filled with hate. What he did was purposeful. It was the fulfillment of what God had promised to his people of old. We heard one of those promises from the prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah said that a time was coming when a righteous branch would spring up from David. And so Jesus came. He is the righteous branch. He is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. He is the one who has come to establish justice and righteousness, not merely in an earthly kingdom, but in a kingdom that will have no end. This is the name by which he shall be called. The Lord is our righteousness. What does it mean to call him our righteousness? It means that he is the one who sets things right. I think it's important for us to consider this. How many things in our life are not right at the moment? How many things in our lives are off, are wrong, are not what they should be? He is the one who comes to set things right. And he is also the one who comes to make us right with God. This is a work that neither you nor I could do. There is nothing that you are capable of, nothing that I am capable of, that can make us right with God, that can atone for our sins, that can cover what is wrong and give what is right. But he is the one who has come to make us right with God. And he has come today to begin again this work in you, to set right what is wrong and to make you right with God. God the Father sent his Son into the world to defeat all the forces that oppose his kingdom. Jesus came to bear sin and to bring forgiveness. Jesus came to defeat death and to bring life. Jesus came to conquer Satan and to bring salvation. This is why he rides into Jerusalem. This is why he goes to the cross. His crucifixion is the day of reckoning for sin, death, and the devil. This is the day of their judgment. And by Easter Sunday, their fate is sealed. But as for you, as you long for his coming, his death and resurrection are the day of salvation. For you, as you weep over sin and death, he comes humble, gentle, gracious, and full of forgiveness. You see, what Advent begins for us is not just a crazy season that leads to Christmas. Advent begins for us another year of God's grace. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every year, every Advent, every morning, including this one. It doesn't matter what this last year has been like for you. Now you are at the beginning of a new church year. Now you are at the beginning of a new season. The old is gone. It is past. It is over. And we are beginning anew with Christ. And we'll hear this again and again during the church year. No matter what Sunday it is, no matter what text is read, no matter what hymns you are singing, even with all the variety and beauty they contain, this is the reason why God is here. To bring you, each and every one of you, you, no matter what your situation in life is like at this moment, to bring you forgiveness, life, and salvation. December may be a wild month, and our Savior, we know that as well as anyone. Can you say living nativity? 1 week away. Our lives are complex. They're busy. They're messy. Some of you may have been through major losses or life changes in the last year. You're still trying to sort out what those changes mean. Some of you may find your relationships with family or friends to be tense, and you're uncertain how to navigate them. Some of you may feel stresses in your life, things that you're dealing with, financially, personally, health-wise, in terms of vocation, and you're not sure how it will resolve. And it's into this mess of anxiety, into this mess of uncertainty, that Jesus comes to take us to what lies at the heart of the matter: God's love for us, God's care for us, God's forgiveness of us, God's promises to us. It may not fix every issue now. It may not restore to you in this moment everything that you have lost. It may not answer every question that you have. It may not give you clarity for every step that lies ahead. It may not take away all of the anxiety or the depression, but it will set you on solid ground. You're a child in a kingdom where God, your Father, loves you. And at the heart of that love is the person of his Son. And though it leads to his death, Jesus will do the work of his Father. He will come and bear what needs to be borne. He will fight what needs to be fought. He will die to put to death what needs to end. And he will rise and bring the beginning of life eternal, life to you. Today it is worth our looking at our own lives to see what is it that needs to be born, what is it that we need Jesus to bear, what is it that we need Jesus to fight, what is it that we need Jesus to put to death, and what is the new life that we need from him. Brothers and sisters in Christ, put off the old and take up the new. Put away what is dying and take up what is alive, Christ himself with all of his gifts. Step forward into this month with boldness and with confidence and with trust in your Lord, knowing that he will see you through and that he will give what is needed and that he will provide even more than you can ask or imagine. The Lord will do as he says. In our reading from the Gospel of Luke, you heard how the Lord had need of a colt. It's this strange little story. He sends his disciples out. He says, you'll come to a place, you'll find a colt. If they ask why you're taking it, just say, the Lord needs it. And so they go and do as he says. And someone says, what are you doing? And they say, the Lord has need of it. He who had need of the colt to carry out his work in Jerusalem also has need of you. He can and will use you for his purposes. He can and will use you in ways that you cannot even imagine or understand. In Jesus, your life, crazy as it may be, has significance. It has meaning. You are a child of God, and he is at work in your life and through your life for your good and for the good of others. He is at work in and through you, even through the darkness and the challenges and the struggles of this life. As God is love, he's able to make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all. That's one of the things that I give thanks for about the divine service, is that this is the place where God brings his love to meet us, because my love is little, my love isn't big enough or good enough, but his love is, and he fills us with that love. As God is faithful, he's able to establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father, and he is able to prepare you for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints, because he is coming. And he is coming soon. So December has arrived. And whatever that may mean in your life is coming as well, but Jesus comes with it. And I invite you now, I invite you throughout this season to rest for a moment. Just take a deep breath. Remember that God loves you and that he is for you in Christ, and that that is the reason he is here, and that is the reason for the season that we celebrate. When you return home, if you haven't already done so, get out your Advent wreath. This evening, light that first candle, just as we've done here this morning in church. Begin your Advent devotions. Say your prayers. Read your Bible. Jesus has come, and he is coming to you now, not just in Jerusalem, but right here. Not this time on a colt, but now in his word. Not surrounded by disciples, crowds throwing cloaks on a road, but still coming to you, surrounded by disciples. You and me, here in this place, Jesus coming to remind us, to assure us, to make known to us again that his grace is the reason he is here. In Jesus' name, amen.